That's Kathleen Hanna. She used to be the singer with a punk band called Bikini Kill. It was part of the feminist Riot Girl movement in music and culture. If you don't know the Riot Girl movement, sometimes the band would ask the men in the audience to stand in back. Now Ms. Hanna is singing different tunes in a pop group called La Tigra. As part of the NPR series Musicians in Their Own Words, she talks about her musical beginnings.
My friend Heidi, who some guy had like followed her home, she had carried a matchbook in her hand, like thinking that was going to be her weapon. And I thought it was so sad, the thought of her with this little matchbook sneaking through the alley trying to make it to her apartment while this guy was following her. And my main thing was that I really wanted to sing about all of the things I'd held back my whole life. I wanted to finally sing about like sexual violence. I was living in Olympia amongst so many nouveau hippies who were like, energy goes both ways, man. Women can oppress men too. Or, you know, I was always hearing that reverse sexism argument, and that frustration, I think, came out in that song, having Toby scream over it. When I was still in Bikini Kill and we were kind of winding down as a band, I wanted to learn about sampling. So I got a sampler, and it's sort of the what happened when the girl from Bikini Kill got a sampler. All I wanted to do was learn how to listen to my own voice. Play around with all these effects I felt like I couldn't play around with before, and just languish in it. What's really funny about sampling is, like, originally I had wanted to use it in a much more kind of obviously political way. I had thought, this is great. I can take some sexist song and I can play witch laughter over it. But in the end, a lot of those experiments, they didn't sound good. They were more like audio art. And I don't sit around in my apartment and listen to audio art because it's boring. And the stuff I like listening to is pop music. So now I'm in a band with Johanna Fateman and J.D. Sampson. It's called La Tigra, and it's really different from being in a punk band. We have like computers and keyboards, and there's this really great freedom of standing there, and I could play guitar into the computer for 3 hours, and then we sit there and edit it together. When we work together, it's like it starts with show and tell. Everybody usually brings in like drum beats and samples and stuff that they're just attracted to. And then people are like, oh, I really love that. That's the beginning of a song. That's the beginning of a song. I have an idea. I want that one. And sometimes we get stuck and I'm like, I sang on this, but I feel like the beat's not right. And so I'll give it to Joe or JD and they'll go home and make a new beat. We kind of wanted to write something that was like our version of that song, We're an American Band. Backstage, everybody wants a piece of Jay. Take your names on the phone and I gotta go get paid. See promoters make it small. Talk, he says we not to talk. Cinnamon, internet, cinnamon, and butter, butter. Even though it's like braggy and like, we're this great band and we're on tour or whatever, to me it seems like political or whatever, in the sense that we're saying that we have the right to assert ourselves as that. To act like, oh, of course we're going to write a song about being a feminist band on tour. Doesn't everybody really want to know?
Kathleen Hanna from the NPR series Musicians in Their Own Words, produced by David Shulman and NPR's Jeffrey Freimanwire. And there's more on Kathleen Hanna and this series at our website, npr.org. This is Day to Day from NPR News. More just ahead.